Rural areas seeing social media growth. Welcome and hello everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. You know, these days it seems the new technologies are growing faster than any of us can keep up with. The Facebook and MySpace, Twitter, microblogs are all becoming more and more common. And it seems as if farmers are picking up on that trend.
And what we're seeing in rural America is the movement online is almost as fast as in the urban areas. But we're also seeing that the cell phone connections are growing even faster than in urban areas. Because urban is largely built out. There isn't much more that needs to be done in urban areas around cell phones. But rural cell phone connections are still a growing field.
Dan Callahan is with a group called Elasticity, a social media company that helps agencies and groups to find their way through some of this new technology.
The most powerful thing about Facebook is that it allows you to get your story out to a large group of people very quickly. The videos, the pictures, the format is standard. You don't have to worry about, can this person read this file? It's standard on these. It's turning into a way that people get information about a wide variety of issues. And I think it's an extremely important tool for rural America and farmers particularly.
Dan Callahan says the technology has very practical uses for farmers and all Americans and believes it's only going to get better and faster.
Social, micro, and mobile. The social end of it is the Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn type stuff. That's just going to keep growing. Mobile is, again, the concept of the $100 laptop has turned out to be a cell phone. And then micro is the Twitters of the world, where you can get information out really quickly to a large group of people.
And getting broadband service into more of our rural areas will help grow this technology for farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.